Case number 9870, Elizabeth C. Mumford, south of Road 322, 2,525 feet east of Road 321. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Elizabeth Mumford, 2780 Bunning Road. Mumford, 21780 Bunning Road, Georgetown.
Leon Cave, 21780 Bunning Road, Georgetown.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct and best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, with each, if you've noticed, with each renewal that we're doing from now on, we will have pictures of that existing unit, so you will be there because you'll be getting more and more and more as you go, so you can see what conditions have been sitting here for years.
Okay? Yeah, we certainly appreciate that. That'd be much helpful. Thank you. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're requesting to retain this manufactured home you have now on medical hardship?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and how long has this one been there?
I believe 2004.
2004?
Three.
I was operating on 2001.
Okay.
So.
We were granted the hardship before, but the renewal notice snuck away from both of us, I guess. Neither of us knew it until we received notice that we hadn't renewed it.
Okay.
And I think members of the board had the letter from the her physician.
Let's see.
Physician.
It's 2001.
2001.
Uh-huh. I don't know. 2001, but I didn't think you'd get to make the home in there then. Six months or which years.
Well, but you were still.
So this other one's your son's trailer, this one next to it then?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right, okay.
According to the diagram, you're about 510 feet off the road?
Back from the road, yes. We're back further than anyone on the road. I think there's 6.8 acres there.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Cady?
No, sir.
Workman.
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
What is it behind your shed? Is that a structure behind your shed or no?
Pardon?
Is there a structure behind your shed? Another mobile?
Another mobile to be moved out, yes. That there were parts taken from it to repair the one we have there. But it's so it's not living in or livable.
Are you using it for storage?
No. It's gonna be moved out.
Okay.
Originally, we got that one to move in, but we found another one that was in better shape.
When's it going to be moved?
As soon as I can get it out of there.
Okay.
Can you provide like a maximum date that you'll have that out of there? Because technically, it's in violation while it's on your property.
By the end of the year. That's good enough.
Okay. It gives
it'll probably be a condition of your approval, so
sure.
You know, don't give us a date that you can't.
No.
Okay.
No, hopefully before then, but
okay.
At least by the end of the year you'll.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9870 for a period of 2 years, as it was granted in the past.
And with the stipulation that he'll have his other trailer out by the end of the year.
Unit will be gone by the end
by
of
the end
year.
Of year. Is that, okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9870 for a period of 2 years with the following stipulation that the other mobile home to be moved by the end of the year.
Now, when it's due again, will we have to come up here again, or can I come just...
Go into the office. This is for 2 years, ma'am. And then one of you can go in to the office on the yearly basis. Okay?
Thank you.
And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.